In a victory that surprised many, South Korean comedy thriller Parasite picked up the Oscar for Best Picture. The film's director, Bong Joon-ho, also claimed Best Director and Best International Feature and Best Screenplay. The film is a poignant social commentary on class made in the context of government blacklisting of people in the arts only a few years ago. To discuss the significance of Parasite and its success at the Oscars, we're joined by Associate Professor Bruce Isaacs of Film Studies at the University of Sydney. Good morning.
Hi, Molly, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Now, this is an exciting award to be talking about. The film is a social satire about class warfare. Many people have described it as suspenseful, switching gears from comedy to thriller. What do you think it is about Parasite that resonates so much with audience and the Academy, of course?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question, especially because it is an interesting story, controversial win. I think above anything else, it's an extremely unusual film, made exceptionally well. And the social commentary is driven through a sort of very engaging, dramatic story. So I think it grabs people in a way that a lot of other art house cinema doesn't. And in that way, it's been as popular in Europe and in the States as it was in Asia. But for all of that, it's still extremely unconventional for Hollywood.
Yeah, and it was such an amazing win. I mean, everyone's talking about it, the fact that it's a foreign film. But Bong Joon-ho described the Academy Awards as not as the movie, not as an international film festival, but rather a local one. Do you think we can expect to see a rise in the popularity of foreign films that are subtitled in mainstream cinema?
I mean, I hope so, because Hollywood has always been resistant to open up its boundaries to foreign language movies, because they've always nominated foreign language cinema, but never in these extremely prestigious categories, especially the best picture to win. I hope this changes the terrain of American cinema, which has been, to a large degree, kind of inward-looking. And this movie suggests that. Bong Joon-ho also made a statement at one of the awards ceremonies saying that if audiences could accept subtitles, it would open up new worlds for them. And I think that's possible. I hope that that is actually what happens.
I think so. I think movies that you can get with subtitles are just, you open up to a complete broader, whole other spectrum of movies. And it's just, once you delve into it, how can you go back?
No, I think that's true.
Now, a bit of background about this film. In 2015, Bong Joon-ho and Mikey Lee were blacklisted, along with 9,000 other artists in South Korea. How did this influence the creation of the film, do you think?
Well, I think because this is a really strong, aggressive social satire, but it's also just a very powerful take on class divisions. And I think being part of that community, which is actually a really wide global community, filmmakers that are regularly blacklisted for their political views, I think what that would do is, Bong has made a fantastic career of treading that fine line between entertainment cinema and movies that really sort of assault you with a political message.
Yeah.
And I think what that background does is it encourages him to continue to push this. And now it's accepted by the American establishment as well.
Yeah, and the executive producer, Mikey Lee, has been long pushing the arts in South Korea. What about expecting the influence of more international media moguls in Hollywood? Do you think it's a possibility?
Absolutely. It's interesting that when he made his acceptance speech for, I think it was the Best Director, Bong Joon-ho, he noted the influence of Scorsese, and he actually thanked Tarantino for championing his films when people wouldn't really distribute them very widely. And I think, therefore, that shows that there is a space for not only foreign language cinema, but cinema that is really alternative to the American mainstream. And that all you have to do is sort of celebrate it, acknowledge it in some way, and then it can find an audience.
It's absolutely amazing. And that win was quite spectacular.
Yeah.
Because it's bringing it all up into, I mean, people who weren't originally introduced to Korean movies now have this kind of insight with it, where they're, you know, getting into it. And Korean cinema is on the rise due to factors like increased funding. Does this mean that other non-Western countries will have to experience similar growth in the arts infrastructure to really break into that Western cinema?
I think it's possible. So there have been lots of fantastic regional and national cinemas that have just exploded over the last couple of decades. The reason Parasite is so unusual is simply because of the Best Picture win. I mean, that's a kind of acceptance that we've not really seen from Hollywood before. I can only think this will spur other filmmakers to try to push their films beyond their own boundaries and to really take them into large international markets.
Yeah, hopefully it's a stepping stone where we see a lot more international films taking up those big awards.
Yes, and I think, to be honest, I was shocked that Roma didn't win that award either the year before, the 2 years before that, because I thought that was by far the best film of the year. And it suggested to me that at that point the Academy wasn't quite ready a foreign language film, the top award. But it's interesting that, you know, a short time later we jump over that hurdle.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for dropping in and chatting to us about the Parasite movie. Thank you for taking your time.
Thanks, Marlene. Nice talking to you.